Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This is John Batster. Tonight the show begins with Anatole Levin at the time we have of 28-point peace plan in Ukraine. Anatole believes that it is not going forward for various reasons to do with the unacceptable, giving up all of the Donbass, including the 14% the Russians have not occupied. In addition, there are other details that seem unacceptable, promises, and also that the Donbass will become sovereign territory of Russia, meaning there's no likelihood of it coming back over to Ukraine, not only in the foreseeable future, but that would be against international understanding and borders. We're also looking at speculation that the White House is pushing this very hard. News comes that Zelensky will participate in the negotiation. In other words, he's accepting concession. There'll be much more of this next week. It's the end of the week here. The markets have been wild. Fear of AI, ignorance of AI, speculation of AI. It goes on and on. It's year-end stuff. By January, nobody will remember. Well, if they do remember, good for them. Then a conversation at length with Mary Anastasio O'Grady. Mary Anastasio O'Grady about Honduras. There's an election at the end of the month, and the expectation is that it will be stolen by Caracas, Venezuela. This is the playbook that was used in Nicaragua. He changed the constitution, one man, one vote, one time. It becomes a leftist authoritarian state like Venezuela, like Managua, like Cuba, and now Honduras, is the speculation at this time. Also a conversation with Michael Bernstein about sanctions on Russia, which bite. Russia is now selling its gold again to close the budget gap, which is large and unmanageable, having to do with the price of oil crashing and continuing to go down. So much so that Russia must give discounts to China, India, and Turkey, its three customers. And the discounts mean they're selling oil at a loss all the time. More conversation also about the American economy. Jobs number surprised Wall Street being upside. But October is, at this point, estimated to have been negative, the first negative we've had since COVID, minus 4,000 jobs. Then a happy conversation with Mike McFaul, his new book, Autocrats versus Democrats, about China and Russia and the way they go about business with their own population and the world and what is to be done. It's an excellent read. Michael says he had to limit himself to just China and Russia because the original draft had been, I think he says, 1,200 pages, and that needed to be cut back. I said, part two, Michael, coming up, Iran and North Korea. And others. Then Evan Ellis joins from the U.S. Army War College, all about Venezuela and other countries in the Americas that are rocked by the upset. Also some positive news in Bolivia, maybe a positive trend in Chile, certainly positive in Argentina. The science tonight is Hotel Mars. David Livingston and Eric, we're joined by Eric Berger from Ars Technica about the success of the Blue Origin New Glenn launch. It's only its second time it's been launched, and the mission was very successful, launching satellites towards Mars, but also returning the first stage booster to a barge perfectly. Now we have two re-entry, reusable, heavy boosters. I think super heavy of SLS, of SpaceX is first, then SLS, now New Glenn. Lots of lift, returnable lift. Well, SLS is not. NASA's left with technology from the 20th century. $1 billion for a launch and it never comes back. That is not what Mr. Bezos is doing, following in the steps of Mr. Musk. That's the science for tonight, although we also talk about Jared Isaacman, now nominated for the second time to be administrator at NASA, who sees manned missions as necessary, who believes that the satellite probe missions can be done, but they have to be done all at once, not one-offs. We're told by Eric Berger, who knows Mr. Isaacman closely. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening. Good night.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.